Hello, my name is Charles Beck, the co-creator and executive producer of The Red Squirtle. I'd like to thank you all for the support over the last several years. To celebrate 9 years, I'd like to take you behind the scenes to see what goes into making an episode. I've recorded footage during the creation of episode 37, Operation Do Gone. The first step into creating an episode is the writing. So here's the writing team working their magic.
Alright guys, welcome back. Today we tackle episode 37. Just to review last episode, Red traveled to the power plant and fought a delusional king and the legendary bird Zapdos. The people back at home are expecting a brawl between V and Red, so let's get this going.
Okay, so we can have Red outside the power plant at episode's start, and V is there because he heard the explosion.
Good, good. I like it.
Yeah. Then he throws out his Vaporeon, and Red is like, what?
Whoa. Hold on. We can't just jump into battles like that. We need more of a introduction. How about they're about to fight when suddenly someone interrupts them?
Yeah, like, how about some kid lost a Pokemon and V, you know, being the nice guy he is, offers to help.
Okay. I like where this is going.
Oh, and V's a detective.
What? A detective? Since when?
Since now.
That makes no sense.
I mean, that hasn't stopped us before.
Good point. So, V is now a detective, okay, and takes the case. So the kid loses his dugong right after V throws out his Vaporeon.
And thus, magic is made. I have a writer here with me, and we're gonna do a small interview. So, how long have you been with us?
I jumped aboard on the big comeback of last year.
Ah, yes. What a great time to jump on. So, what's it like in the writer's room?
It's really amazing. It's awesome to lay out the groundwork and eventually hear the end product. I feel like I truly made something special every time I listen to a completed episode.
Spectacular, isn't it? Well, let's go back to my recording of your session and see how you all wrap it up.
And then, right before he shoots his gun, wham! V knocks him out and saves Red and the dugong.
Okay. So, do we have any more room for a battle?
Not unless you want to go way over time.
No, we can't do that.
Oh, shoot. Should we tease a battle for next episode?
Oh! I have an idea that's both hilarious and evil.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And thus, the episode gets written and finalized, ready for production. The production of an episode may get pretty crazy at times. So let's listen to what that may entail.
All right, is everyone ready?
Hold on a sec.
What is it, Red?
This line here has me saying, go Squirtle.
Yeah, and?
What's my motivation?
Your motivation?
Yeah. Like, what do I want?
Your Pikachu.
Ah, okay. Thanks, Doc.
Okay, great. Any more questions?
Well, I do have another.
What now, Red?
When sighing, should I sigh like... or should I sigh like...
The second one, whatever.
Got it.
Anyone else?
I have a suggestion, actually.
Yeah, Red. What now?
Instead of V saving the day, how about I do it?
Stick to the script.
Or I could save the day.
Brock, what are you doing here?
Well, I just thought, you know... I haven't been in an episode in a while, so why not chill up and remind everyone I still exist?
We don't need you yet.
You say that every time! Every time! Don't need you yet. Don't need you yet. Well, what will you? Huh?
Oh, stop talking like that. You're lucky you have more than one episode under your belt, you know.
Oh, so that's how you're gonna treat me then, huh?
What's going on?
Stay out of it, V!
Brock is upset that he hasn't been here in a while.
No one has heard me since Christmas. Christmas! And who even knows the last time I was in a main episode?
Your time will come, we promise.
Yeah, whatever. You have my number, or did you lose it?
Just stop it, Brock.
Yeesh. So how about me saving the day?
No. Places, everyone.
A production like this sure can be tough. Let's listen in.
I like you, Red. It's too bad you have to die.
Not on my watch! Time for a Red Super Punch!
Red, that's not your... Cut! Red, what are you doing?
I'm improvising.
No, you're changing the story. How many times do I have to say? V saves the day, not you. Jeez, Red. Have you ever heard of a stage punch?
Sorry, I get into my role.
No more changing lines. Got it, Red?
Ugh, fine, fine. I'll play by the book.
But not everything is so difficult. Let's listen in on the production wrap-up.
Next time, we'll retcon this entire episode and have a proper battle on the Red Squirtle.
What's a retcon?
And that's a wrap! Great job, everyone! You all did fantastic. Thanks a ton, V. See you next time. Red, you're really great when you listen. James, Chris, everyone, thanks a ton.
All right, Squirtle, let's go get Ivysaur and make our way to the Smash Studio now. You drive?
Squirtle, Squirtle!
Awesome, let's go.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, a new Smash Bros. Thing is coming out, so we're gonna go audition to be back in the game.
Awesome, great, good luck. Make us proud here.
We will.
Such a great sense of community from our team. I managed to get our star, Red, into the room for a quick interview. So, Red, what goes into getting into character for the show?
You see, Red is a complex character to play. Sometimes he's doing the right thing, and sometimes he's just being ridiculous.
Do you do any acting exercises to help become the role?
Yes, I do. I get a jigsaw puzzle and find two pieces that don't fit and try to mash them together, believing that they should, and before you know it, I'm Red.
Wow, amazing. Thanks for sitting with me, Red. So after production is done, it goes into editing. The glue to bring it all together. Let's listen here.
Needs to be a little bit louder.
Okay, maybe everything is not as exciting as the production, but all those elements combined makes this show what it is. I'd once again like to thank you all for these wonderful years, and we hope to entertain you for many more to come.